Welcome to the Short Score, your weekly update of rope and news from around the industry, where you can find the latest on the sport from the pro rodeo ranks to the jackpot world. I'm Taylor Rollin, and I'm your host. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Short Score. It's your host, Taylor Vollen. Round 5 of the 2025 NFR is in the books, and it was Colton Schmidt and Jonathan Torres once again. They're back in the press room with us. This one pushed Colton to 5th in the world and Torres to 4th. So, pretty good push from the start of the NFR for them. They once again, of course, joined Chelsea in the press room to talk about their win. In this episode, which is presented to you by Oz on a Hot Streak, the stallion that wins everywhere he goes. AQHA World Champ, PRCA Champ, Calgary Champ, and now the first AQHA World Champion stallion ever to rope at the NFR. Oz breedings are $500 off all NFR long, and you can lock in your contract at soloselecthorses.com or by calling Madison at 940-580-0156.
You guys have won. Colton, I am so excited for the internet haters who, when we posted that you made the finals, said, like, wonder how Colton Schmidt's gonna be able to rope. Like, we had a great, people said some crap on the internet.
Yeah, that's what it's for.
And you now have won more than anybody else at the National Finals Rodeo. Yeah. How does it feel looking at that sheet, seeing 103,000?
Yeah, that's nice. And we're on round 5, you know, and just all that stuff's just noise. I know how hard we've worked, and my support system behind me is huge, so this is for them, and I'm ready to run 5 more.
What did you like about that steer?
I liked a lot in the video, and I didn't really like much when we run him. Fell off to the right and had his head low, but I'm glad we don't have to run him again.
Yeah. Tell me about your headshot, because that was like, that was heading.
Yeah, no, it felt really good. I hit the barrier, and then he kind of fell off of there, and his head disappeared. And Randall liked this, because I followed my loop long enough, I actually rode my horse through the turn, so we're making progress.
He's teaching you something. Yeah. And you healed the heck out of him.
Yeah, like he said, the steer kind of stepped right, just a little more than I was kind of expecting when we watched the run. Really, he kind of almost fell off to the left a little bit whenever we watched the videos. And then Luke and Trey had run him earlier in the week, and he was fine, good speed. And like I said, I was a little surprised in the run. Like he said, when the run was happening, I kind of thought, dang, I kind of let the steer come off to the right. And then really, it felt like the steer was in my lap. He did a great job and just left him there for me, and I just finished him.
I was picking on Colton just because we don't seem to get much internet hate on you other than when you're getting ready to fall off.
Yeah, but no, definitely. They asked me that earlier. They said, or something about thinking about after the run or something. I just said, just make sure and hang on and don't get too carried away. But it's pretty funny you say that about Colton. I mean, I got all the confidence in him. I mean, he's doing a great job, and naysayers, we got something coming for you.
I love it, because gosh dang, 103,000 though, that's an awesome number at round 5.
Yes, ma'am. Like I said, we're only halfway through. You know, I'm not trying to act like no cocky person or nothing like that. We're just going one steer at a time, and really, we're not calculating anything. We're just trying to get as much money as we can, and hey, we'll just see where we fall.
This episode is brought to you by Oz on a Hot Streak. Let's talk about the gray everyone is watching at the NFR, Oz on a Hot Streak. He's by a streak of fling out of a homebred One Hot Jose daughter raised at Rockin' Oz Ranch in Nebraska. Oz has earned over $400,000, won major rodeos, placed top 10 at the AQHA World Show in both ends, and earned PRCA Heel Horse of the Year runner-up honors. Now, he steps into the Thomas & Mack as the first AQHA World Champion stallion ever to rope inside that building. All NFR long, Solo Select is offering $500 off of every Oz breeding. Lock your contract in at soloselecthorses.com or by calling Madison at 940-580-0156.
Not to give Ren too much credit, but that horse looked awesome today.
Yeah, he was really good.
Did you ride him into the box appropriately?
I did, but we're on bit number 3. And Ren leaves Vegas tomorrow, so I know Bambi, who's helping me, is very excited that we're not making another bit change. But
tell me the bit, to explain more.
Well, we started with an OMB with a longer shank, and I don't know, he might have thought it was too much, and then we went to a miler. And then he didn't think that I faced him good enough in the miler.
Ren likes his milers.
I like all of Ren's stuff, you know. he's got nice equipment. And then I rode the OMB with a big port today, and I still didn't face him very good. So I don't know if he's going to send me with a hackamore tomorrow.
Clapper.
Yeah,
Clapper or nothing tomorrow. Tell me about the way that horse is to heel bind. I know we've been bragging on his horse a lot.
Yeah, though. I mean, Ren and them, and they do a great job. I mean, the Richard family, they always got great horses, and so that horse has great footwork. I mean, that's what a guy needs. I mean, a horse that's willing to help you in the run no matter what, that's incredible horse, and I feel like it's a really great team of horses. I feel like the same on my end. He's a great horse. I mean, he's almost like a fireball, but he's got, like I said, he moves his feet really good. He's strong at the horn, and he finishes the steer and lets the header get turned around.
When that steer kind of stepped into you a little bit today, how did he react?
He felt fine. Mm-hmm. He felt fine. I feel like right there, that's what we talk about. Heel horses cannot cow off the steer. That's why one reason the steer come into me, my horse never cowed off the steer, and you just feel him like under you where he just slows down and then just lets you heel the steer, but can't cow off the steer.
Are you riding him? I didn't rewatch your video. Are you riding him with like your hand down on his neck, or how do you?
I mean, I feel like in competition, you know, like everybody can get just a little, you know, more mm-hmm. tense feel or whatever it is. I'm trying to, for the most part, just back in there and just with a light rein and just let him do his job. I mean, he's a 10-year-old finished heel horse, and I feel like he's doing everything he can to help us out in the run.
Thanks, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thanks so much for joining us for another episode of the Short Score NFR edition. Round 6 coming tomorrow. Make sure you're reading all of our nightly stories, of course, on the round winners, and following along on our social for all the behind-the-scenes tidbits. Once again, this episode of the Short Score is brought to you by Oz on a Hot Streak, the stallion raising the bar for horse performance. Take advantage of $500 off during the NFR by locking in your contract at soloselecthorses.com or by calling Madison at 940-580-0156.